Art thou a king then? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This is the season for spending millions, no, billions of dollars on a world of make-believe, costumes and disguises and parties, two in particular, in order to make people appear what they are not. And sometimes it is all very scary, even if the participants aren't necessarily done up with fangs or horns or tails or, for that matter, with skull and bones. I'm not speaking of Halloween, although it is interesting to note that that has become, for Americans, after Christmas, the greatest spending holiday of the year. The spending seems to have gone up $1 billion from last year. Now $3 billion spent by Americans for this holiday, which used to be for the children, but now seems to be quite a bit for those who should be grown-ups. I'm thinking of another Halloween, this Feast of Christ the King, and I want to ask you, as you try carefully to give Caesar what is his and God what is his, to consider the world of partisan politics. There was a good article about it in The Remnant this week. It is a trap and a sideshow, so often, put on by those who have a vested interest in increasing government power while decreasing individual rights, including our right to denounce moral evil, or at the very least, our right to be left alone. This dog and pony show that's mounted every 4 years glorifies career politicians as though they held the power instead of the ones who have purchased them. It is all designed to make us think that in some way we have the power, which we will exercise on Tuesday. And in any case, when the new slate of leaders is announced, that these should be viewed as our secular saviors. Now, this is the message that is promoted by bombastic TV and radio commentators and the very clever media advertising that's been bombarding us of late. They, all of them, do their best to promote this Novus Ordo Seclorum, the new order of things. Very often, those who would form our opinion are utterly ignorant, more contemptuous of Christ the King and of his rights, of that standard of his under which alone we will know peace, and against which all of the great revolutions of the modern age have risen up to deprive us of peace, the Protestant Revolt and the French Revolution and the great movements of Freemasonry and Zionism, the organized forces of naturalism. Those, though, who do not see the world through the eyes of the true faith, end up, so often we see it this year, agitated about this crisis or that election. One secular villain comes along after another, it seems. It was Mondale, and then Clinton, and then Gore, and now Kerry. And he must be vanquished by a secular savior. Reagan, do you remember Dole? George I and George II. Billions of dollars, billions are spent for this Halloween extravaganza in order to convince us that our lives will be better or immeasurably worse depending on how we vote. But after all of the years, you who are old enough to remember, should remember, after all of the years of elections and excitement and fundraising, guess what? Our rights are rapidly diminishing, and the right to life has become only a phrase. Babies are still dying at approximately the same rate every day as they have for the last 30 years. Now, most Democrats openly worship at the altar of abortion, whilst Republicans will give lip service sometimes to life, but in practice they accept abortion as a fact of death in America, and will do nothing effective to stop it. Why? Why have we lost our short-term memory? Is 4 years too long to remember? And why is it that so many of our Catholics get all worked up each election cycle, which brings with it some new burst of energy and enthusiasm? And even I have seen here, I am ashamed to say, with our faithful, anger, which has no place amongst Christians, along with all of those predictions of utter doom if the vampire is not defeated and if the action figure hero is not reelected. The only winners in all of this are our actual masters, the corporate, financial, and power elite in the secret societies who rule from the shadows. They are unopposed, and each 4 years they bring us a little further down into darkness. Politicians are creatures bought and paid for. My dear Catholics, if you do not know this to be true, then I am afraid that you are the sucker this Halloween. But politicians are not us. If they come all costumed to fool us at Halloween, why then what is the reality we may look for during these blessed days of these beautiful feasts? It is this, I think. The United States of America is still a great country. The last remnant of what once was Christendom. Europe is degenerate, post-Christian, save for a few little pockets of faith. The Europe of Christianity is gone. Secular France, ever faithful to its revolution, is now vainly trying to stem the tide of Turks, religious Muslims, who with their children will one day take over the land of the eldest daughter of the church. I found an appropriate but very offensive symbol of that when I made my pilgrimage earlier this month to the Little Flower at Lisieux in France. Here this little town, which is a pilgrimage town, and known all throughout the world, is plastered everywhere with larger-than-life posters of the naked torso of a woman, supposedly in order to fight breast cancer. What a sad symbol of what that old world has become. But here in our new world, think of it, people are still worried about and debate and will anguish and will vote finally over abortion and stem cell research and this latest step of the homosexual revolution, their attempt at marriage, the mockery of it. Indeed, you know, the one world government in Europe was brought to a halt on Wednesday, because one appointed government minister of the United Europe dared to say the truth in an interview that, of course, this whole unnatural revolution, this perversion, is wrong and it's sinful. And because of that, the European Parliament declared him to be a heretic, and they would not allow him to take his seat in their midst. In our country, of course, our poor, benighted fellow citizens don't realize that the battle for marriage, I mean true, natural marriage, as established by Almighty God, has already been long lost, what with serial divorce and remarriage as the law of our land. Still, I think it is cheering to consider that so many of our fellow citizens do have their heart in the right place. This is a great country. We may disagree about the who or the how concerning these issues of morality, of rendering to God what is God's, of rendering to Caesar finally what is Caesar's. But the mere fact that so many Americans are so very concerned and they want to do something is a great sign. This land is a fertile field for Christ our King. If only we Catholics were not ashamed of our faith and of the answers that we could bring to so many people's questions. But for the rest, I have to tell you, come Tuesday, relax. Take a deep breath. Just pray and work your best for this land we all love. And that will be good enough. Everywhere, this country is steepled and crowned with crosses of innumerable churches across its wide breadth and depth. This great land still takes seriously the Ten Commandments it so imperfectly understands. This is no re-election year promise. I'm not running for anything. This is no empty trick-or-treat from some politician. This is the happy reality of this land which our bishops once dedicated to Mary Immaculate. This land is still a place of promise and of potential. Art thou a king then? You answer that question by recruiting subjects, servants, soldiers for our Savior, by doing your best to spread our holy faith, to claim the land for the only one who could ever be its Savior. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.